Hello and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 25th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers in Content. I want to thank our April patron one last time, Will G. Thank you so much for being a patron of the Gamers in this month. If you want to join in on the monthly shoutouts, you can go to patreon.com/thegamersin. First up, I want to acknowledge this is a little late. Usually I've been trying to post these on Fridays. It was a busy weekend, and if I sound a little different, it's because I have a new microphone I'm testing out. I figured I had my old microphone for over a decade, and I wanted to try something new. Saw this one on sale. I did pick up another Yeti because I've just had really good luck with them, and I'm not quite ready to jump into the, you know, XLR mic situation. I might get there eventually, but as of right now, I'm testing out this another USB mic from Yeti. So if I sound different, that is why. Better or worse, let me know what you think, because I'm looking for feedback as I test this thing out. But yep, that's why we're late. That's why I'm posting this on the Monday for everybody. So, but next week we should be back to normal. If you are a patron, this week we have our game night preview, which will be Friday, April 29th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 8:30 p.m. Eastern, I think. That's Friday evening. It is a goal for our Patreon. I think it's $50 an episode, 50 US. But we wanted to give everybody a preview of game night. It's been a while, and we've had a lot of new listeners, a lot of new patrons, so we wanted to do a little preview. So look forward to that on Friday. Speaking of the Gamers Inn, now that we're done with Horizon Forbidden West, I think it's time to, for me at least, to dive into some smaller experiences. When I finish a huge game, I feel that I have this like weird feeling of like, I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I know I don't want to dive into anything huge right away, you know, right after. But I almost like kind of want to play some smaller things that I know I can finish with just a little bit of focus, or maybe just, you know, something that's 20 hours and below, as opposed to another giant 80 hour experience. I poured a lot into Horizon Forbidden West, so I definitely needed a break from the giant open world experience. So obviously I have a lot of options going forward for smaller, bite-sized, linear experiences, but I actually played Unpacking on Xbox through Game Pass. Had a great time with it. It's a small indie game, perfect Game Pass game, and I really enjoyed it. It's basically a game as it sounds. Like, you are presented with, you know, a linear fashion of rooms, or I guess houses that you're setting up, or living spaces, I guess I should say. And starting out with, you know, your childhood bedroom all the way up to your, you know, your home that you have with your family. And it's just you opening boxes and taking items out and placing them in the, I'd say, right spots. Like, there are obviously, you know, correct spots. If you put your shampoo in the bedroom, it's going to say, no, before we can move on, you got to move that to the bathroom. But I did have a lot of, it sounds like a chore, and really unpacking in the real world, I have a box behind me that is, still got stuff into it, in it from the last 5 years from moving. So I'm by no means, sitting here saying like, oh yeah, I'm so good at unpacking boxes in the real world that I'm now doing it in video games. No, like, that's not the case, but I really enjoyed it. I'll talk more about it on the show. You know, other games that I've queued up on Game Pass include Weird West and Lost in Random. They really interest me. I think Jocelyn was actually interested in Lost in Random because it's got that, like, Tim Burton Nightmare Before Christmas style to it. So I'll probably chat with her about that and get that for the coming weeks. But also, we started our TGI Game Club. We have officially finished our first milestone. We set up, Jim set up a thread in the Game Club channel where we've been talking about the first milestone. It's gone really well. I'm super stoked to see all the conversations going on in there. People are excited to keep moving through the game. So if you'd like to join us, there's still time. There's no limit to when you can join. All the threads are going to be accessible to you when you want to jump in and have those conversations. People will get a notification when you jump back into a thread. So if a thread, say you want to join 2 weeks from now and you jump in, you'll see that conversation there and you'll be able to jump in. So don't worry if you have to wait a couple weeks or if you're waiting for a sale. I should mention the game we're playing, which is 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim. It's available on PlayStation 4. It's also available on Switch just recently. So yeah, we're having a great time. I apologize. I should have said the game right off the bat. But yeah. You know, news, we'll go over the news. There's been a lot of stories, you know, popping up. I know we didn't do news last week because we had the Horizon episode, but look forward to us sort of looking at the current news as well as last week's, if there's any that have popped up. I know there's a few that will likely make it to the top of the list in our discussions, so look forward to that. And for Summoner's Call, we are back this week with new heroes and more Game Club. We're playing up to Chapter 10 and a few paralogues along the way in Fire Emblem Awakening, so look forward to that. And, yeah, as for upcoming video games, the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe is coming out this week, as well as Dorf Romantic is exiting PC Early Access on the 28th, and the Nintendo Switch will be receiving Nintendo Switch Sports on the 29th. I don't think I'm going to pick up that sports game. As much as Wii Sports was a phenomenon, I think it was, like, time and place of it coming out and playing the Wii with your friends and just having essentially parties where you play Wii Sports. I'll be interested to see how that game is received review-wise, because I think it's very different now. Motion controls have kind of come and gone. They're more attached to VR now as opposed to being, you know, decoupled from that VR immersive experience. So I don't think the Joy-Con motion stuff has really caught on with the Switch. So it'll be interesting to see how that one's received. But I talked a little bit about Game Club earlier. As I said, just to wrap things up, we are playing 13 Sentinels Aegis Rim for TGI Game Club. The second milestone has been posted. Our first milestone discussion has been started. So there's a lot there that you can jump into if you're looking to play with us. Like I said, no deadline for joining. You can jump in whenever you want. It's totally up to you. If you want to wait for a sale, that's totally fine. It's been out on PlayStation 4 for a while, so it's likely to go on sale. I know I picked mine up for about $30 Canadian, which is a good steep discount compared to the full-priced $80 game. It is a full-price game. That is important to note. But we're having a lot of fun with it. So if you want to join in, it's a new experience for us, and we're learning a lot as we go, but I think the format's working really well. So speaking of Discord, be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.